Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, it is a Tuesday morning, and that means time for us to check in with the mayor of Canton, Mr. Tom Burnaby. He's on our WHBC Newsline right now. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Pam. Good morning. Good morning, Canton.
How are you today? Things moving along in the city?
I am good. All is well. I think there's a lot of pollen out, though. I've got a lot of more horsiness and a little bit of coughing and throat stuff going. So I think it's all the stuff in the air, though, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I've seen that happening with a lot of folks, kind of, you know, hanging outdoors. That's what happens.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to start, if we could, just with wishes can happen. And I'm sure you've been talking about it a lot, but I just want to send and echo again my congratulations, really, for an incredible wishes can happen. You know, thanks to Cindy Morrow and Madeline Sweeney. You know, they're incredible teams. WHBC, you guys are obviously the best, and you're the ones that really make this thing work, and all the great supporters and donors. And also, you know, all the very, very brave kids and families who are recipients. You know, I was driving out there on Friday morning, and I listened to several of your interviews, and they were great with some of the past wishes recipients. But, wow, what an event, huh?
It was. It was amazing. Really amazing.
What, $334,000? And then was there more on top of that from auctioning and so forth?
Yeah, we still have some more coming in. It's pretty crazy. I mean, like I said a couple of times yesterday and at the event on Friday, my jaw dropped and I can't seem to pick it up, you know?
Well, that's a big jaw-dropping event, especially to make you do that. But how many wishes can be granted? It's a different level of support, huh?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, that's at least 50. That's at least 50, but yeah. It could be more. It just depends on, you know, how much they cost, that kind of thing. But yeah.
Well, it is one incredible community charity, and I had the opportunity to talk to Joe Palmisano, who I haven't seen for a while. So that was nice. Yeah.
Yeah, he was happy to see you too. I saw him run up there and say hello to you.
I know, and you were busy.
I'm always busy. Somebody has to hold down the fort, right? Yeah.
Hey, a woman is always, always at work.
That's exactly right. So let's take a look around and what else is happening around the city. Fill us in.
Well, I did want to mention, you know, and I attended on Saturday, you know, a community health and back to school fair at the Southeast Community Center, probably one of the best organized and very large and type of event of that nature. Lots of sponsors, hospitals, health agencies, and so forth. Lots of families there. Congratulations and thanks to the lead organizers. That was Pastor Michael Presley and Pastor Sean Lemon, Health Commissioner Jim Adams and his entire team. Lots of different kinds of health initiatives, and it was really, really a well-attended event. But they had 136 new COVID vaccinations, which is really a good number for those kinds of events, and just a good number to keep moving us forward on this. And which reminds me to say, you know, to everyone, again, please, please, please get vaccinated. And the good news for everyone out there is that you can receive a $100, I believe it's a Visa or other kind of gift card, usable any place, if you will go out and get vaccinated. So please do so. Call our health department. Call the county health department. It's very, very important.
Yeah, get that done. And back to school. Can you believe that they're going back to school already?
Back to school is here, and I think it's here this week for almost everybody. Speaking of back to school, there was also a back to school, you know, backpack and other giveaways extravaganza last Saturday at the J. Babe Stern Center. I did not get there, but that was also well attended, and I thank them and their organizer, Minari Willingham. But talking about back to school, you know what, we're going to see the school buses back on the roads this week, and we're not used to seeing them and so forth. So please, everyone, remember to stop for the school buses, you know, drive slowly around them, drive carefully at school cross intersections and within school zones. And, you know, very importantly, let's keep our kids safe.
Also, we do have a new Canton City Council member. We failed to mention that earlier.
Yep, that happened a week ago at the meeting. That was not a new member. That is our new clerk.
And so that's
an important position, the clerk of council. and that is a position elected by city council, and they voted to elect Jill Ward, who has been working there for a number of years, and she will do a great job. So again, congratulations to Jill. She begins September 1.
I've also seen a lot of people. I noticed that folks were on Centennial Plaza watching the Browns game on Saturday night, and it's really starting to pick up. People are just really going down there for a lot of different events.
Yep, lots and lots of different things. I went down Saturday night, and that was really, they're going to tailgate for every Browns, both home and away game. So that'll be on the big screen TV for every Buckeyes game, so home and away and so forth. Good crowd on Saturday night, lots of excitement, lots of enthusiasm. And you know, I know that you are a rabid, diehard Pittsburgh fan, and I did want to mention that really I thought that, again, so many aspects of the enshrinement week and everything were so great, and in large part because this city was covered with Pittsburgh fans and terrible towels and at the enshrinement, at the game and at everything, and I really thought, and I wanted to say that Troy Polamalu was probably my favorite of all of the new Gold Jackets. I thought he said all the incredibly right things about work ethic and loyalty and discipline and tradition and really all the things that apply to everything in life, not just football and so forth. He did. I got to comment on it on Sunday morning or Sunday noon at the roundtable, but my comment was that he did such a great job, and the Steeler fans were so enthusiastic as an organization that they almost converted me to be a Steeler fans, but not quite. It's going to be a great Browns year, and great Browns wins, you know, Saturday night against Jacksonville. I don't know how Pittsburgh did, but it'll be a fun football season, huh?
It will be. It's going to be a great season. I'm really looking forward to it. Looking forward to everybody, you know, getting back into the stadiums and all that kind of cool stuff. So go ahead. That just kind of wraps up everything that we have this morning. And just a reminder, Farmers Market back on Centennial Plaza, right?
Yep. Again, Centennial Plaza and Farmers Market is back every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's been very, very successful and well attended also. So come on down to downtown Canton whenever you get a chance.
All right, Mayor, you have a good one. We'll talk next week.
Okay. Thanks so much, Pam.
WHBC Sports, the Sarshon Ford Radio Game of the Week.
Time to cover, touchdown, right at Kenny Rhoda. Wow.
Handing the ball with all that speed, blocking up in front. Good drive.
Our 77th season of high school football kicks off Thursday night from Fairless as the Falcons host Sandy Valley. Kickoff at 7. Friday will be at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium for McKinley and Mentor, beginning with the All Care Stadium show at 6.
There you go.
Appreciate all the work you guys do.
The Sarshon Ford Radio Game of the Week.